Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Rob Jolis is here. He's been with us since the beginning of the 21st century, very beginning. He's 20 years now he's been hanging out with us. Jolis & Associates, Jolis.com. Is that right, Rob? Jolis, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. So check it out. You can find his blarticle. Folks, you can find his blarticle there with a circle R beside it. It's a blog. It's an article. It's a blarticle. Right?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a
blarticle. Right. You should have me cut your commercial, Rob, for God's sake.
Well, the sea of sameness is in that blarticle pile, so
it's like
what we were talking about.
Check it out,
folks.
Slow
down and read about it.
So all of his books, Why People Don't Believe You, The Way of the Road Warrior, all that's right there at Jolis.com. Rob, one of the challenges I used to have when I was – one of the things I did years ago when I had my consulting company was I helped my clients find key people. And oftentimes that was like a B2B salesperson, which would be, you know, pretty – they'd only have one or two or three. You know, that was a pretty big hire. And I would triage the 10 or 15 resumes we'd get down to two or three. And one of the things I had to decide was, okay, is industry experience more valuable than sales experience, than successful background? And how do you manage that? What do you think?
It's a huge question. I actually just got into this nicely with a staffing agency that was representing a company. I wasn't blaming the staffing agency, but the client was telling the staffing agency, we're looking for a salesperson. And by the way, this doesn't have to have a salesperson name in there right now. Mm-hmm. But we're looking for a salesperson. And the guy said, because I had a candidate for him, we got the perfect guy, tremendous experience for 20 years. And they said, well, does he have industry experience? Has he sold our widget? And they said, no, just experience as a salesperson. They said, oh, no, that's not the right guy for us. Mm-hmm. And so the question begs, which is more important? And I got to tell you, I don't think it's close. We used to have a general manager in D.C. in the 80s named Bobby Bethard. He was a GM, until a decade ago. We had 27 free agents. That means people that he just picked up out of the pile that nobody wanted. He looked for athletes, not stars.
Right.
When we drafted, he drafted the best athlete. That was three Super Bowl teams he put together with 27 free agents. This guy's theory was simply look for the best athlete. It's very tough to teach speed. We're looking for somebody in sales, for instance. Look for an athlete. Look for somebody that has that track record of success. Because I got to tell you, Jim, it could take a decade to teach somebody to be a star salesperson.
You can teach them your industry in a year.
In a year, I could give you Xerox, Jim. They could give us a booklet and go, here.
Learn, they did.
Go take that home and learn to copy.
They did.
Learning how to – exactly. Now, learning how to sell it, that's the one that took some training. And we want to work with an athlete. So I'm begging people, when you're looking to hire, go back to that first issue of Sea of Sameness. Always look for the athlete. Don't worry if they don't know furniture. They'll learn furniture.
Let me tell you a funny story. You mentioned furniture. I was right in college. I was working I was selling furniture for a local company, and a recession got my job, and I went to Sears, and I talked to the assistant manager, and he said, what have you done? I said, I've been selling furniture. He said, can you sell tires? I said, yes, sir. And you know what? I went and sold tires. Absolutely.
Yeah, it took you 27 minutes to learn the tires. I don't want to diminish that industry. It took you 2 days. No. You learned the tires.
No, but I had a successful experience as a salesman, and he did it, and I wound up, and then within 6 months I was selling furniture again right there. So you know you're exactly right. I love your comment though. Choose folks when you're hiring salespeople. Choose the athletes. You can train them. Yeah. You can train them on your offensive and defensive systems. Choose the athletes.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a salesperson. It could be a manager. It could be someone else. Get somebody who's been a great leader. Mm-hmm. That's hard to teach, and they'll learn your particular
and they've got fortitude. They've got perseverance. They've already been through the hard times. They know what it's like. Hey, Rob, good job today. It's always a pleasure. You always make us smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
I sure will. Great talking to you, Jim.
Rob Jolliss, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? We always love it when Rob joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.